With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer setting healthy boundaries. Now, I know what you might be thinking, boundaries, isn't that just being selfish? But trust me, it's far from that. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your favorite rug, right? Your time, energy, and emotions are just as valuable. So, why are boundaries so crucial in today's crazy world? Well, imagine a blender constantly being for an everything tasks, demands, opinions without ever getting a chance to clean up. Eventually, it just can't function properly, right? Same goes for us. Without clear boundaries, we become overwhelmed, stressed, and depleted. We lose sight of what truly matters and end up saying yes when we really need to say no. That's where the magic of boundaries comes in. They protect your well-being, allow you to prioritize what's important, and ultimately lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Think of it like building a strong fence around your inner garden that keeps out the weeds, toxic people, negativity, and allows your beautiful flowers, your passions, talents, values to flourish. Okay, let's dive into some key takeaways that'll help you master the art of setting boundaries. First up, know yourself. Before you can set healthy boundaries, you need to understand your needs, values, and limits. What drains you? What energizes you? What are your non-negotiables? Spend some time reflecting on these questions, journal, meditate, talk it out with a trusted friend. Knowing yourself is like having a compass that guides you in the right direction. Next, communicate clearly and confidently. Don't beat around the bush. When saying no, be direct and assertive. You can use phrases like, "Thank you for asking, but I'm unable to commit to that right now," or "I appreciate your offer, but it doesn't align with my current priorities." Remember, you don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. A simple, polite no is enough. Third, practice saying no without guilt. This is a tough one for many of us, especially if we're people pleasers by nature. But remember, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. You have the right to protect your time and energy. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Speaking of self-care, make sure you prioritize activities that replenish you. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones, carve out time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge. And finally, be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice and consistency. Don't be discouraged if you slip up sometimes. Just remember to get back on track and keep practicing. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like there never seems to be enough time or energy to do everything? I know I've been there. It felt like everyone and everything needed a piece of me all the time. But then I realized I was letting people walk all over my boundaries without even realizing it. Let me give you an example. A few months back, I had this friend who kept asking me to help with her projects, presentations, research, editing, you name it. She knew I was a skilled writer and always willing to lend a hand, so she took full advantage of that. I said yes to everything, even though I was already swamped with my own work and commitments. I felt drained, stressed, and resentful. It got to the point where I couldn't even enjoy our time together because I was constantly thinking about all the tasks on my plate. That's when I decided to set some boundaries. I started saying no more often, flatly declining requests that weren't a good fit for me or simply asking for reasonable deadlines. It wasn't easy at first, she definitely pushed back a bit. But eventually she understood and respected my needs. You know what? Our friendship actually became stronger because I was able to show up more authentically and give her my best self instead of being burnt out. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about building walls or pushing people away, it's about creating healthy space for yourself to thrive. It takes courage, but the rewards are worth it. Okay, let's recap. Know yourself, communicate clearly, practice saying no without guilt, prioritize self-care, and be consistent. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect and have your needs met. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to set this week? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to building a stronger, more resilient core. Don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core so you don't miss any of our powerful insights and tips for living a happier, more intentional life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.